Good afternoon. Welcome to another daily devotion. It's great to be together. It's wonderful to be able to open up God's word and see what he has to say for another day. If you're tuning in for the first time, we've been working our way through the Gospel of Matthew. We find ourselves in Matthew chapter 13, looking at some of those marvelous parables of Jesus. But before we do that, let's come to him in a time of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love. Thank you that your mercy is rich and abounding, and that your grace never ceases to flow to us. We ask, Lord, that as we turn to your word this day, that you would bless it to us, make it to cause great fruit within us, cause our hearts to be fertile as they receive the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, we're turning to Matthew 13, and we're going to be looking at the first parable, commonly called the parable of the sower. And so we're reading two sections. We're going to read the parable and then read Jesus' explanation of the meaning of the parable. So Matthew 13, starting at verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and he sowed some seeds. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and once they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. And then skipping to verse 18. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Probably one of the most well-known parables, maybe not the most well-known, that would probably be the prodigal son. But this has to be right up there, doesn't it? It's one of those parables which we remember as children. As a child and things like Sunday school, if you went to Sunday school as a kid, you may have had lessons with seeds and teachers showing you different things, and then you'd have to go home and plant a seed and bring it to show the teacher next time to illustrate the truths of this parable. Yet, interestingly, the title of this parable, as it's put in the likes of your Bible and mine, if you've got a Bible with little subtitles in it, doesn't really fit the parable. It's always been called the parable of the sower. But actually, the parable's not about the sower. The parable's not about the sower. This parable actually tells us nothing about the sower of the seed. And we know that because in the explanation, It just says, "Hear then the parable of the sower." And then he explains it. It doesn't say anything about the man who does the sowing. Now, obviously, there's good reason why they call it the parable of the sower, because Jesus himself says the parable of the sower. But I think maybe a better description might be to say the parable of the soils. Because that's really what it's about, isn't it? It's a parable about four different types of soils. And the way that those four different types of soils receive the word of God. Now, we remember, don't we, yesterday, if you were here yesterday, we'll remember that the parables were given. And one of the purposes of the parables was to cause election to take place, to cause the purposes of God, of salvation, to be worked out so that some would be saved and some wouldn't. And the other part was the fact that Christ was going to tell parables so that God's purposes would be fulfilled. And then also we saw to give his disciples the mandate of doing likewise. Here we find a stunning parable on the reality of belief and the reality of the way the word, as it is preached, as it is sown, brings about different effects. And you don't have to be in the church very long to see this and know this. I tell you, as a preacher, you get to know this very quickly. You preach a sermon on Sunday, you stand at the door, and people come up to you and they say different things. And sometimes you'll be there and someone will come up and say, that was incredible. The word just struck me in the heart. How do you know me? And of course we don't. It's the Holy Spirit. They'll say, during the sermon, you said such and such, and then this really struck my heart. And as the preacher, you think to yourself, well, I didn't even really say that. That wasn't even my point. But the word of God is burying into the heart and bringing forth results. But then also in the same sermon, you'll get a person who will come up and say, nothing. Or you'll overhear that they said to someone else that they found it boring. They don't like your preaching. That they wish you were more exciting, or they wish you'd talk quieter. A whole bunch of different reasons and different justifications. And others will come and go, won't they? That Jesus is teaching something about our own hearts and about how we respond to the word of God, what it does within us. But he's also, for us who are believers, he is showing us that we must be careful lest we be one of the bad soils. So let's walk through the parable together. So firstly, we get the soil that is the rocky ground, or the path, I should say. Verse 4. He went and sowed, and seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and devoured them. And in his explanation of this, Jesus does the work for us, which is quite convenient. In verse 19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. So we get this picture of a person who's sitting, listening to the preaching of God's word, or maybe reading the Bible, and it comes in, but they have no comprehension of what it means. They have no understanding. Now, that could be for a whole bunch of different reasons. It could be that there's no one there who's able to explain it to them. It could be they haven't really attempted to understand it. But for whatever reason, they do not understand the mystery of the kingdom of God. And so the word that comes is instantly snatched away from us by the devil. It's the picture of a hardened unbeliever, isn't it? It's the picture of the atheist who, to his dying death, argues against the belief of God. Though he is offered salvation, he sticks his stand in the ground and says, I will not believe. I won't even go down that track. It's the picture of the sort of people who say to you, I want nothing to do with that. You can talk to me about anything, but don't talk to me about the things of God. I wonder if that's you today. You see, the question we must ask with all of these soil types is this me? Have I heard the word and yet not let it permeate? It couldn't get in because my heart is so hardened, like a rocky path. It's so hardened that the word just kind of bounces off. I tell you, these people are in church. These are church people. These are not world people. I mean, there can be world people, but this is true of church people. You sit in church and you hear the preaching, but it bounces off your heart and the devil snatches it away. There are probably people in every church like this, who week in and week out go to church, and yet the word never really takes root in their heart. Is that you? Is your heart hardened so that it will not understand the kingdom? If it is, if this bounces off your head, you must cry out to God to soften your heart. Notice the second soil. The second soil, verse 5, other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. And Jesus' explanation, verse 20, as for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. I wonder if you've ever met a person like this. I once knew a person, and this person came to me having heard the preaching of the word, and with loud boastings declared how wonderful God was and how they wanted to believe in God and follow God faithfully, and how they had been transformed from their life of sin to this life of glory, and they were going to follow Christ everywhere. And within a matter of a year, they had withdrawn from God, withdrawn from the gospel, and gone back to a life of sin. With joy, they received it. And yet the pressures of opposition scorched the plant. And you know this, you've seen this, haven't you? Where you get a plant growing out of a place with very shallow soil. If you grab that plant, you can just pluck it out with no effort at all. And that's the problem with this type of soil. See, there's no depth. There's a shallow receiving of the gospel, but there's no depth of understanding. There's no depth of knowledge and appreciation of what Christ is doing and has done. There's no depth of love and affection for Christ. There's an outward joy, but there's no depth to that joy. And so they dry up and wither and die. And then we have this third one. Other seeds, verse 7, fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Explanation, verse 22, as for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Seeds will grow in thorns, but they will not last. Seeds will grow among weeds, but they will not last. They die because the weed is stronger. Because the thorns will flourish. And how often this is, where the word begins to take root in our heart. It comes in and we hear it and we think that maybe it's good. And we're excited by it. And then what happens? We need money. We see sin, we see pleasure, we see a plethora of different things that we would love, which are in contrast with the word of God. And so we flee, we abandon the gospel. How many of these are believers? Someone once asked me that question, an elder in a church, and not in another church, I should say. He said to me, how many of the soils are believers? And I said, one. He said, three. Because the second one believed, the third one believed, the fourth one believed. We don't know the final outcome. I said, yes, we do. What does Jesus say? The word is snatched away. It's gone. Verse 21. Immediately he falls away. Verse 22. It proves unfruitful. These people may have heard the word. These people may have even begun to show outward signs of believing the word. Yet, they did not produce fruit. What is fruit? Fruit is the mark that a tree is alive. A dead tree doesn't produce fruit. A sick tree doesn't produce fruit. A live, healthy tree produces fruit. So the mark of belief is in the fruit that is produced. We know this. We've heard Jesus talk about this already in previous chapters. In fact, just in the last chapter when he was addressing the Pharisees. Produce fruit in keeping with righteousness, Jesus said. So what about the good soil? Well, the good soil, we know it well, don't we? The seed drops in. It buries itself down into the soil. It's watered and nourished, and it produces tenfold, 30-fold, 50-fold, 100-fold fruit. And it lasts. And we have to ask the question, don't we? Which soil am I? Have I heard the word and believed it? Has it dug itself deep into my heart? May it be true of you. May it be true of us all. And let us never be satisfied with just one fruit, or two fruits, or three, or four. But let us look to have 100-fold, where the seed grows into a tree and produces fruit of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this parable, and we pray that you'd help us to believe. Would you cause your word to take root in our hearts? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another daily devotion. I'll see you back here, same place, same time, tomorrow afternoon. Have a most blessed night, and I'll see you then.